I'm driving down Kamehameha Highway on the North Shore. As I make my way through the area known for its big waves and country living, something else catches my eye. A slew of towering wind turbines that reach heights well over 400 feet.
It changes the landscape.
That's Kahuku resident Kent Fonoimoana. He's also a board member of the Kahuku Community Association and represents the area on the Ko'olauloa Neighborhood Board. He opposes the plan by Champlin Wind Holdings that would bring 13 turbines for the proposed Napua Makani facility. The project would sit adjacent to the already existing 12 turbines from First Wind.
Most of the folks who are opposed to this in Kahuku do not want to be surrounded by turbines.
Kent lives about a mile from the closest turbine. He's worried that the new project is too close to residents and points out how it would wrap around Kahuku High School.
Most everyone is supportive of renewable energy. It's a proximity issue. You can kind of hear them and you can kind of feel them at the same time. It's a little bit of both, but it's kind of like a drone. It's like a and it changes from time to time as the turbines come into sync.
Back in town, clean energy advocate Jeff Michelina supports the project. He's the CEO of Blue Planet Foundation.
We do hope everyone considers the real trade-off. When we're looking at clean energy, if we say no, we are saying yes to fossil fuel, and that's what Hawaii has been so dependent on, and it comes with real impacts.
That impact includes electricity costs, which in the islands are more than triple the national average. Last year, the state shipped in more than 46 billion barrels of petroleum, which is why people like Mark Glick, the state's energy administrator, stress the benefits of renewable energy sources like wind.
You know, the fact of the matter is that wind, you know, like PV today and geothermal, compete favorably to the avoided cost of oil. And that's one of the reasons why I think it's enjoyed such success here in Hawaii.
Glick thinks projects like the proposed Kahuku Wind Farm will help keep Hawaii on track to meet its goal of 40% renewable energy by 2030. Champlin Wind CEO Mike Cutberth stresses the savings to Hawaii residents, but understands their concerns.
And we recognize there's going to be some people that just don't want another wind project. But we really are trying to make a big effort with the community to see if we can address any and all their concerns.
But for residents like Kent, the turbines still feel too close to home.
We feel that we have a right as a community to be a third party to this equation and not just someone that's going to be sitting back and being complacent about it.
The opportunity for community input is far from over. The project's environmental impact statement is expected in about 3 months, followed by a public comment period. Molly Solomon for HPR News.